ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् सामगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः यस्यां तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। Salutations and to that Bhagavan, essentially Arupaha, a formless, pure knowledge, but who alone is in the form of everything that is in subtle and gross form. And that Bhagavan who is bowed to, who is praised, glorified by all the Vedas, all the yogis, who alone is unto him our salutations. So we saw the 41st verse and 42nd, 3rd and 4th we saw. From 41st verse onwards, what Bhagavan makes very clear is, having discussed two different disciplines, having discussed the nature of the Atma, why Bhagavan discussed the nature of the Atma from the beginning? What is to be ultimately understood is the Atma Swarupam. The reality of the whole can be understood only as one's own self, only as the truth of I, as the Swarupam of oneself, essential nature of oneself. Because only in discovering the truth of the universe as one's own self, one's error in the perception of the self can be corrected. Only when the error in the perception of the self becomes corrected, then one can claim, take ownership of freedom which is already there. It is not Brahma Jnanam. Brahma Jnanam implies what? Knowledge of the reality should be in the form of knowledge of one's own essential nature, in the wake of which alone one can correct the error in the perception of oneself. The correction of the error in the perception of oneself alone is important here for one to claim to take ownership of the freedom, the happiness, peace which is already there as one's own essential nature. The Atmajnanam is what is wanted to resolve all confusions, all doubts. Therefore, Bhagavan first discusses the nature of the self from the 11th verse onwards. Because listening to the nature of unfoldment of the nature of the self through appropriate words is Shravanam, which is part of the first step of the discipline of the Jnana Yoga. Then, having talked about the importance of doing one's duties, and Bhagavan also discussed the another discipline of Karma Yoga, which is very important, which involves a proper attitude in doing, performing one's duties or any activities, mundane or religious. Proper attitude in facing situations and receiving results of actions. Above all, total commitment to, uncompromisingly, commitment to live a life of dharma. All these, are emphasized in following the discipline of Karma Yoga. which is very important. Without living a life of karma yoga, it is impossible to have adequate mental preparedness in terms of a certain degree of mental purity and steadiness to be able to understand, retain, assimilate the teaching, to enjoy the benefit of knowledge also. Therefore, Bhagavan discussed that in second discipline, Karma Yoga also. Now, one can make efforts to live a life of Karma Yoga. You see, one has to make efforts to live a life of Karma Yoga. It will not happen by itself. Because mental maturity requires your initiative. Pujya Swamiji, I remember him, many satsangs is emphasizing this. Mental maturity, emotional maturity, certain degree of preparedness to convert a grasp into subtle mind, to be eligible to receive, grasp, dwell upon, ascertain the teaching, to have this perspective change, to have this clear, ascertained vision, definitely one has to make efforts. Emotional maturity depends upon your initiative. Physical growth, we don't need to do anything specifically. 3 times, 4 times, 5 times a day, whenever possible, you can dump, open a mouth and put food in your mouth. There are some exceptions. Okay, some people forget to eat. Okay, that's another problem. But still, otherwise, simply put, we don't need to do anything. And the nature takes care of what goes into your mouth, you know, to digest it, to supply it, and to convert it into fat, and to make it big horizontally, vertically. So nature takes care of physical expansion, physical growth. But mental expansion, but emotional maturity, emotional growth needs your initiative. You have to exercise your will. You have to make the best use of will. Making the best use of your willpower means you have to be conscious of not abusing it. Not whenever our actions are against dharma, we are abusing our free will. You are mechanically doing something wrong means you are abusing your will. You are not making use of your knowledge of right and wrong. So you have to make use of your knowledge of right and wrong. And you have to make use of your will so that your initiative, your effort is involved in living a life of dharma, thereby in taking care of your emotional maturity, adequate preparedness required for this knowledge. Therefore, Karma Yoga has emphasized. So if a person has to make effort to live a life of dharma consciously, thoughtfully, prayerfully, seeking Bhagavan's grace to be blessed with the strength to live a life of dharma and to entertain proper attitude in doing, even my God, even to entertain samatvam, to remain the same, managing one's, not being reactive to situations, isn't it? So all this is possible. The effort is possible only if a person first of all becomes spiritual. One has to become a spiritual person. And when does a person become spiritual? Only when a person becomes committed to the pursuit of jnanam. Unless and until you become committed to the pursuit of jnanam, having attainment of knowledge as your priority, there's no way of being spiritual, becoming spiritual. And you become spiritual only when you understand the moksha being a choiceless end. Moksha being a common, human, universal, absolute, choiceless goal. It's a kindergarten lesson. This is what we do from when we do our introduction to Vedanta classes. How many times I have repeated this? Why I repeat today? Because Bhagavan Krishna emphasizes, after having talked about two different topics, now he is emphasizing here, Vyavasayatmika Buddhi, he is talking about it. So I have to tell you this. I said, you can become committed to the pursuit of knowledge only when you know the value of knowledge. And for you to know the value of knowledge and to become committed to the pursuit of knowledge and to make all possible efforts to live a life of dharma, to prepare your mind for knowledge, for all these efforts, first thing, what do you need to be, to live a life of karma yoga, having a focus on mental preparation, and be committed to the pursuit of knowledge, to know the value of knowledge. My God, you first of all, you must have purushartha nischayaha. Leave alone jnanam. Atma jnanam is leave alone first of atma jnanam. Attainment of atma jnanam, leave it first. First of all, you must have clear understanding, clear knowledge of the purpose of living this life. What am I living this life for as a human being? To look after my children, to look after my husband, to look after my wife, to enjoy pleasures in the world, to earn money, to go here and there, to do dharma, to uplift other poor people, the downtrodden, to do seva, to earn punyam, to go to heaven. What are you living this life for ultimately? Yes, all these things you must do only to prepare your mind. Your focus must be on jnanam. And jnanam is for just for you to be yourself. Can you believe? Just to be yourself. To be yourself, being yourself means what? Being yourself means always reveling in. Being one's own self is having the luxury of reveling in the nature of limitlessness, fullness of happiness. Isn't it? That is the ultimate goal, which is Jivan Mukti, being free while living. Once that is there, Videha Mukti will be taken care of. We don't need to worry about Videha Mukti. So discover the freedom right now. First of all, one has to become spirit. Therefore, one must have purushartha nischaya. Mokshaha, implying, mokshaha, which literally means freedom, implies that freedom from unwanted, undesirable, unhappiness, sorrow is always searched for, desired through all the pursuits. The moksha is choiceless end. No, it's a choice. It has to be discovered. Absolute, ultimate, choiceless, common, human, universal goal. It must be very clear. That is why Purusharatha is analyzed in the very beginning. You all would have who read Bhagavad Gita many times now. The home study you would have seen why Swamiji first discusses poor Purusharatha, Artha, Kama, Dharma, Moksha. Why? There's no point in studying Bhagavad Gita, okay, without knowing the purpose of studying it, okay, unless you know Purusharthas. Purusharatha, what is your ultimate pursuit, must become very clear. That is why purusharthas are analyzed. What is artha? Chatvaraha purusharthaha. What is artha? And what is it pursued for? Isn't it? It is pursued for being secure, security. And through being secure, what is ultimately sought after? Through security, what is sought after is only everlasting happiness. Even enjoyment of pleasure, what is kamaha? All three types of pleasures, aesthetic, intellectual, and sensory pleasures, all those pleasures also pursued ultimately for one's own happiness. Any amount of punyam also is earned through charitable activities, through by living a life of dharma, values. The punyam also is sought after ultimately for one's own happiness. Therefore, that happiness which is sought after ultimately through all pursuits is accomplishable only when the perspective change happens. It's not even accomplished. Happiness is something to be, you know, take ownership of just by changing the error, correcting the error in the perception of the self and the world, for which you need Atmajnanam. Ajnanam has to be resolved. Ajnanam is the cause of error in the perception, and the error has to be corrected. Ajnanam has to be resolved, for which you need only Jnanam. Isn't it? Therefore, for that Jnanam, you have to be prepared. Therefore, Purusha, without Purusharthischa, it is not possible to follow any discipline. Following, there's no way of being a Karma Yogi, isn't it? Without knowing, without becoming spiritual, without being moksha, knowing the moksha being the ultimate goal. Therefore, if a person has clear understanding, his goal will be only one, which means the absolute desire will be for Jnanam. The moksha is the only goal. Otherwise, what will happen? The relative ends will be mistaken for absolute ends. That is when one's desires will be countless, uncontrollable, and many branched and varieties. The goals will also become countless. All that we have seen very clearly. And then, such people who, even though people have the profound knowledge of Karma Kanda, in spite of being scholars, in spite of having studied the Veda Shastram also, you know, unfortunately, when they lack the Purushartha Nischaya, then what happened when they are so much engrossed in enjoying the results of the rituals available in the form of enjoyment of Artha Kamas here and hereafter, and those people are still people of the indiscriminate people. So we saw those, let us see those verses again, once again, because we won't be reading it again. Yami mam pushpitam vacham pravadantya vipaschitah vedavadarata partha nanyadastiti vadinah kamatmanaswargaparaha janma karma phalapradam kriya visesha bahulam bhogaishwariya gatim prati bhogaishwariya prasaktanam tayapahruta chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhihi samadhona vidhiyate. See, such people who are indiscriminate, who do not have Purushartha Nischayaha, who are not committed to the pursuit of moksha or jnanam, thereby whose ultimate goals become countless and innumerable in form of artha kama dharmas, such people, they only praise, okay, only talk about the rituals and the enjoyment of the benefits, etc. We saw all that. I'm going to see the Bhashyam today. First verse. Yam imam. See the first verse alone. Yam imam pushpitam vacham pravadanti avipaschitaha vedavadarataha na anyadatti sthiti vadinaha. So we leave the word yam. Yam is a relative pronoun. Okay, imam pushpitam vacham pravadanti. Let us take that way. So vedavadarataha anyat nasti iti vadinaha avipaschitaha imam pushpitam vacham pravadanti. Even though that verse will be a verse of incomplete sentence, if we take that yam as relative, include that yam relative pronoun. Leave the relative pronoun for time being. Yam, take only imam. Then you get a complete sentence. அவிபஷ்சிதஹ இன்டிஸ்கிரிமினேட் பீப்புள் வேதவாதரதாஹ அன்யத் நாஸ்தி இதி வாதினஹ இமாம் புஷ்பிதாம் வாச்சம் பிரவதந்தி. தே ஸ்பீக் தீஸ் ஓகே அட்ராக்டிவ் ஃப்ளவரி வேர்ட்ஸ். இட்ஸ் இஃப் யூ லீவ் யாம் யூ கெட் அ கம்ப்ளீட் சென்டென்ஸ். இஃப் யூ ஆட் யாம் இட் பிகம்ஸ் அ இன்கம்ப்ளீட் சென்டென்ஸ் பிகாஸ் அ கிளாஸ், இட் பிகம்ஸ் அ கிளாஸ். ஓகே, லெட் அஸ் சீ நவ். இஸ் எஸ் யாம் இமாம் வக்ஷ்யமானாம். இமாம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? வக்ஷ்யமானாம், த ஃப்ளவரி வேர்ட்ஸ் விச் ஆர் கோயிங் டு பி. வாட் ஆர் த ஃப்ளவரி வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் கோயிங் டு பி சீன் இன் தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ஃபாலோயிங் வேர்ட்ஸ்? புஷ்பிதாம், புஷ்பிதாம், புஷ்பிதா வாக், புஷ்பிதா வாக், புஷ்பிதாம் வாச்சம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? புஷ்பித விருக்ஷக இவ சோபமானா வாக், புஷ்பிதா விருக்ஷா இவ சோபமானா வாக். அப்பா, ஸ்பிரிங் இஸ் கமிங் அப், ஆல் சி நோ திஸ் செரி பிளாசம்ஸ், பிங்க் அண்ட் ஒயிட் அண்ட் பியூட்டிஃபுல், இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? ஆல் திஸ் புஷ்பிதாக விருக்ஷாக, எஸ்பெஷலி செரி பிளாசம் ட்ரீஸ், இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? ஆல் டே ரிசீவ் சம் பியூட்டிஃபுல் பிக்சர்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் ஜப்பான், யூ நோ அஸ்வின் சென்ட் இட். ஸோ புஷ்பிதாக விருக்ஷாக, தி தி trees which have the blossoms, which have the flowers, which is filled with the blown blossomed flowers. Pushpitaha vrikshaha iva shobhamana, pushpitaha vrikshaha iva shobhamana. Really must be cherry blossom tree, isn't it? Pushpitaha vrikshaha shobhate, the flower, the tree, the flower with the filled with the flowers, only flowers, no leaf, not one leaf here, only pink flowers. We see some purple flowers sometimes, I see other tree also, isn't it? So this pushpitaha vrikshaha shobhate, shines. It looks so, shobhate means beautifully shines, not simply shining. It looks so beautiful, so attractive, it can grab your attention, isn't it? What is beauty? Beauty is that which is attractive. That which attracts your attention is beauty. So the beauty, so beautiful, it can grab your attention totally, isn't it? Like this, these people also, they speak in such a way that they can tempt us, they can grab us. They talk very highly of it. So, pushpitaha vrikshaha iva shobhamanam. Shobhamanam vacham te pravadanti. So, pushpitaha vrikshaha iva shobhamanam means what? They're very attractive, beautiful, isn't it tempting? Like the trees with the flower, filled with flowers. What does it mean? ஸ்ரூயமான ரமணீயாம் வாச்சம், ஸ்ரூயமான ரமணீயா வாக், விச் இஸ் சோ யூனோ ப்ளசன்ட் டு ஹியர், வெரி ப்ளீசிங் டு ஹியர். ஸ்ரூயமான ரமணீயா வாக் வாச்சம் வாக்கியலக்ஷணாம் பிரவதந்தி. வாக்கியலக்ஷணாம் பிரவதந்தி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? வாக்கியம் பிரவதந்தி, வாச்சம் பிரவதந்தி. தே ஸ்பீக் வேர்ட்ஸ் விச் ஆர் வெரி அட்ராக்டிவ், டெம்ப்டிங் அண்ட் பியூட்டிஃபுல், பிளீசிங். அண்ட் வி ஹாவ் தட் வீக்னஸ் ஆஃப் லிஸ்னிங் டு பிளீசிங் வேர்ட்ஸ், இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? அட்ராக்டிவ் வேர்ட்ஸ், டெம்ப்டிங் வேர்ட்ஸ். வாட் இஸ் அட்ராக்ஷன்? பை ஒன் கெட் டூ. Immediately you will see the board, that they put a big board, okay? Buy one, get two. Immediately we'll turn and see. What is the get two? And you must be very strong. Let me get into lock, go inside. See what it is, isn't it? This is attractive. So, they speak Vakya Laksham. Suyamana Ramaniyam. Ramaniyam means what? Pleasing. Lovable words, lovable, desirable, pleasing. pleasing for hearing. The pleasing for hearing. Such words they speak. Okay, now next he is asking, Ke Pravadanti, who are those people who speak such attractive, tempting words which are pleasing to hear, which are nice to hear, you know, which are so attractive like the tree with, the, you know, with flowers. So, Pushpitaha Vrikshava Shubhamanam Shuyamana Ramaniyam Vacham Ke Pravadanti. Ke, he says, Avipaschitaha. So, okay, now, Avipaschitaha Ittukte Kahartaha. He says, Alpamedhasaha. Alpamedhasaha. They are not Purnamedhasaha, Alpamedhasaha. Oh, people of little understanding. Little understanding means what? Avivekinaha. So here 2 minutes. Avipaschitaha is equal to Alpamedhasaha Avivekinaha. Avivekinaha means what? Vivekaha yes yesham nasti te avivekinaha. The people, indiscriminate people. Indiscriminate means what? What is my absolute goal? What is relative goal? Here is not Atma, Anatma, Vivekinaha. Please make a note. Vivekaha means discriminative understanding, discriminative knowledge. Jnanis have Atma, Anatma, Vivekaha. Atma, Anatma, Vivekinaha, Jnanaha. Satyam, Mithya, Vivekinaha, Jnaninaha. But it is not Dharma, Adharma, Vivekaha. See, dharma, adharma, vivekaha, satyam, mithya, vivekaha, atma, anatma, vivekaha. That is discriminative knowledge of what is right and what is wrong, what is atma, what is anatma, what is real, what is mithya. That is different. Here, what is the absolute goal, what is relative goal? Is it kaha purushartha? What is paramaha purushartha? There's no people who do not have the discriminative understanding of what is absolute goal and what is not. So, avivekinaha avipaschitaha. Vedavada rataha means what? Bahu arthavada, bahu arthavada, phala sadhana prakashakeshu vedavakyeshu rataha. See, Vedavada Rataha is equal to Vedavakyeshu Rataha. People who are immersed, engrossed, totally lost in the words of the Karmakanda. Vedavadeshu Rataha. Always their minds are only in the words of the Karmakanda. And kidrusheshu vedavade vedavakyeshu, their minds are always in the statements of Karmakanda of the Veda. Kidrusheshu vedavakyeshu rataha bahu arthavada vedavakyaha. Arthavada vakyaha means the statements of Veda which do not really present anything pertinent to the knowledge of the Atma. The statements of Veda which do not reveal or teach anything pertaining to the Atma, which do not present any statement, which are not statements of facts. Arthavada Vakyani means the statements of Veda which are not statements of fact, but which are simply the glorifications of Devatas. Are glorification the benefits of the rituals, meditations, etc. Such work is Veda Arthavada Vakyani. Then Phala, the Veda Vakyani which reveal the Phala Prakashakani. Phala Prakashakani Phalani Prakashayanti. They say this result will produce this result, that this ritual will produce this result, this karma will produce this phalam, So the statements of Vedas which reveal, which talk about the results of rituals. Phala sambandhi vakyani. Then sadhana prakashakani vakyani. And they also talk about highly of the statements which praise and which present the various rituals. The statements of Karmakanda, which talk about the rituals and their benefits, and also the glorifications. Arthavada phala sadhana prakashakani vedavakyani te pravadanti teshu vakyeshu te rataha. Always they think of what? Oh, these are the statements which state what? About karmani, rituals. And these are the statements which talk about the results of those rituals. And these are the statements which praise those results and the rituals and the devatas. Always their minds are only engrossed in such statements. So Vedavada Rataha means Veda Vakyesh Rataha. Bahu, not one, many. Bahu Arthavada Phala Sadhana Prakashakeshu Veda Vakyeshu Rataha. Okay. Next. Ke Vedavada Rataha. Vedavakyeshu ke rataha. Bahu arthavada phala sadhana prakashakeshu vedavakyeshu rataha ke. Who are the people engrossed in such Vedic statements which reveal the rituals, the results and the glorifications? Ke avipaschitaha alpamedhasaha avivekinaha iti arthaha. Only indiscriminate people are lost all the time in thinking of and talking about the statements of Karmakanda, talking about the rituals, the benefits and the glorifications of devatas and the results. Okay. So Vedavadarataha. Now He Partha, now we'll go to the next verse, 42nd verse. He Partha. Same verse. Yeah. Anyat nasti, same verse. Na anyat iti vadinaha. Na anyat asti iti vadinaha means what? What do they say? Na anyat. There's nothing greater, superior than what? Swarga praptyadi phala sadhane bhyaha karma bhyaha asti. See, swarga praptyadi phala sadhanebhyaha karmabhyaha anyat nasti. There's nothing greater, nothing greater than these rituals, karmas, which serve as means of attainment of benefits such as the heaven, etc. Understand? Swarga praptyadi, not only swarga, swarga praptyadi phala sadhane bhyaha karme karma bhyaha. See, karmani phala sadhanani. The rituals prescribed in the karma kanda serve as means of attainment of benefits. Karmani phala sadhanani. Kidrushani phala sadhanani. Kidusha palani sadayanti sadhan. It says this. Swarga praptyadi, attainment of heaven, etc. So, therefore, these people say there's nothing greater than the rituals prescribed in the karma kanda, which alone serve as means of attainment of benefits, such as attainment of heaven, etc. Which means, attainment of, why do they say that? There's nothing greater than the attainment of performing rituals which serve as means of attainment of heaven, etc. Why do they say that? Because, okay, this is the reason later on. Evam vadinaha, Evam vadinaha, these people who speak in this manner, this is how they speak. Evam vadinaha means speakers in this manner. They always argue in this manner, saying what? There's nothing greater than performing rituals. Because rituals alone serve as means of attainment of benefits, results such as attainment of heaven. So, evam vadinaha, Shankaracharya says, vadanashilaha. Vadanashilaha means what? Vadanashilaha means this has become their habit. Always, see, if you keep on saying the same thing and say speaking such a way becomes your habit. People who are of this habit of talking only this, okay, only this, glorification of karma. Because it keep on talking that, that becomes a habit also. Vadana Shilaha. Shila means what? That becomes your habit. That becomes your habit. They can never talk anything else. Even the habit means they think of that, talk about it, the interest only in that. Therefore, they cannot talk anything else. Hey Partha, Swarga praptyadi phala sadhane bhyaha karma bhyaha anyat nasti iti evam vadinaha vadanashilaha. We understood. Again, now we had to move on to the next verse. Techa cha, and not only they speak like this, te kamatmanaha. Next verse is what? Kamatmanaha. Kamatmana means kamaswabhavaha. Kamaswabhavaha. Kama paraha. Paraha. See, kamaswabhavaha means what? Kamaha swabhavaha yesham means always they focus only on their desires. Focuses on desires means desires are so strong. They are people of powerful desires. Of course, all of us have desires. There's not one human being who does not have desire. Okay, you must be a jnani. Even jnanis may have some desires. Because desires, not that you come create, they come on their own. Okay. So, kamatmanaha, kamasvabhavaha means they are always of this, the helpless nature of entertaining countless number of desires. And which means kama paraha. So fulfillment of desire is their ultimate goal. They are always of the priority of fulfilling their desires. Okay. Next verse is what? Swarga paraha. What is their desire for them? Kama paraha. They are of the priority of fulfilling their desire. What is the ultimate for them? Swarga paraha. Swargaha paraha yesham. So swargaha paraha purushartha yesham. See, they are not moksha paraha. They are not jnana paraha. Jnanam mokshaha is not paramapurushartha for them. That is why we say avivekinaha. Mokshaha parapurushartha na. Jnanam parapurushartha na. Swargaha paramaha purushartha yesham. Te swargaparaha. Which means going to heaven, enjoying the heavenly pleasures. Maybe they must have heard much more about, a lot about Apsara's dance and Rambha Urvasi's dance and Gandharva's singing and all that. Isn't it? I don't know. So, swargaha paraha purushartha yesham te swargaparaha. So, going to heaven is the most exalted goal in their life. There's nothing superior than to that, greater than that. സ്വർഗപ്രധാനാഹ, സ്വർഗഹയേവ പ്രധാനഹ. പ്രധാനം ഫോർ ദം, സ്വർഗഹ പ്രധാനഹ. വാട്ട് ഈസ് മോസ്റ്റ് ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻ്റ് ഈസ് സ്വർഗ ഹെവൻ. വാട്ട് ഈസ് ദ അൾട്ടിമേറ്റ് ഈസ് ഹെവൻ. വാട്ട് അബ്സല്യൂട്ട് ഈസ് ഹെവൻ. സ്വർഗപ്രധാന പ്രധാനാഹ. ഓക്കെ, ജന്മ കർമ്മ ഫലപ്രദാം. ശങ്കര ഭഗവത്പാദ കമെന്റ്സ് ഓൺ ദറ്റ് നെക്സ്റ്റ്. ജന്മ കർമ്മ ഫലപ്രദാം മീൻസ് വാട്ട്? സി വാട്ട് ദേ സ്പീക്, കീദൃശം വാചം തേ പ്രവദന്തി. ജന്മ കർമ്മ ഫലപ്രദാം വാചം പ്രവദന്തി. ദേ സ്പീക് പുഷ്പിത വാക്. വി ആൾറെഡി അണ്ടർസ്റ്റുഡ്, പുഷ്പിത വാചം പ്രവദന്തി. ഓക്കെ, ആൻഡ് പുഷ്പിത പുഷ്പിത വാക്, വെരി ഫ്ലവറി ലാംഗ്വേജ്, ടെംപ്റ്റിംഗ്, അട്രാക്റ്റീവ്, ബ്യൂട്ടിഫുൾ, നൈസ് ടു ഹിയർ ദ വേർഡ്സ്. ബട്ട് വാട്ട് ദ പ്രോബ്ലം? ജന്മ കർമ്മ ഫലപ്രദാ വാക്, കീദൃശി വാക്, ജന്മ കർമ്മ ഫലപ്രദാം വാചം പ്രവദന്തി. കീദൃശം വാചം പ്രവദന്തി, ജന്മ കർമ്മ ഫലപ്രദാം. സി ഫലം ജന്മ, കർമ്മണ ഫലം, കർമ്മണ ഫലം, കർമ്മഫലം. ഹി ബ്യൂട്ടിഫുൾ എക്സ്പ്ലെയിൻസ് ദ കാമ്പൗണ്ട്സ്. ഓക്കെ, കർമ്മണ ഫലം, കർമ്മഫലം, ദ റിസൾട്ട് ഓഫ് ആക്ഷൻ. കർമ്മഫലം ജന്മയേവ, കർമ്മഫലം ജന്മയേവ, ജന്മയേവ കർമ്മഫലം. ജന്മ കർമ്മഫലം, ജന്മ കർമ്മഫലം മീൻസ് വാട്ട്? ജന്മയേവ കർമ്മഫലം. ഓക്കെ, ബർത്ത് ഈസ് ദ റിസൾട്ട് ഓഫ് ആക്ഷൻ. Now, don't let us, sometimes people go and get angry and ask their parents, please don't, you know, that's the worst thing to hear from the children. Why did you bring me into this world? They didn't bring you, okay? Your own karma brought you. They're only instrumental. Sometimes, now, if things don't go okay, of course, we love our parents, we're respectful. Now, sometimes, I do hear some people, okay? I do get come when they talk to me, when they, during counseling, they say such words, and I really get it very, very, it's not right things to do. We do not know what we are talking, isn't it? That's why never ever take, no baby, no child is just, you know, however the child comes into the world, it is parabdha, it is the parabdha karma which brings the baby into the world. You assume the given body, but now how the baby is born, that is nothing, isn't it? Assuming a body, a jiva comes into the world is parabdha karma determines. So janmayeva, karmayeva, what is it? Janmayeva karma phalam. Being born again into this world is the result of action. Birth is caused by karma phala. But birth itself is what? Because of karma phalam only. Janma karma phalam tat pradadati. Those flowery words, okay, when we listen to and when we implement those, okay, understanding of the words in form of parvam and rituals, what will happen? Those words which contribute for giving the result of karma, the giving the birth a result of karma. Janmayeva karma phalam, janma karma phalam pradadati iti janma karma phala pradavak. Got it now? Janma karma phalaprada vak. Those words, you know, in fact, will result in what? Will give the janma, which is the result of karma. Which means, it will give you birth means what? If you listen to that words, You'll end up being born again. You'll be trapped into samsara. That is the meaning. Janma karma phalapradam walk. Janma karma phalapradam tam vacham pravadanti. Iti anushajyate. Why anushajyate means it is added here. That pravadanti is in the first verse. We have to add that verb pravadanti with the sentence of second verse also. So how do you take it here? See, kama vedavadarataha anyat nasti itivadinaha avipaschitaha kamatmanaha swargaparaha janma karma phalapradam vacham pravadanti. So punaha kirdrushi janma karma phalaprada walk. That walk will make you do karma. Karma will produce what? The janma. Their statements, their statement is the words are the bestowers of the result of action in terms of birth. Okay. Kriya visesha bahulam vacham pravadanti. Kriya visesha bahulam vacham pravadanti. Kidrushim vacham pravadanti. Janma karma phalapradam vacham pravadanti. Kriya visesha bahulam vacham pravadanti. Kidrushi vak kriya visesha bahula vak. Okay. We are going to see that next now. Kriya visesha bahulam. Okay. Kriyanam visesha. Kriya visesha. Kriya visesha means what? Kriyanam visesha. Various specific rituals. Kriyanam visesha. Specifications and a variety of rituals. Various specifications of rituals. Kriya visesha. Various specifications of rituals. Kriya visesha. They speak words revealing the various specifications of rituals. Why? Because we need so many things. We need what? Of course, they not only interest in enjoying the pleasures in heaven, which is life after, isn't it? After death, they want to enjoy the heavenly life. While living here itself, I want more of cattle wealth. You got kriya visesha, specification of rituals for specific various objects of pleasures. Objects of enjoyment. Isn't it? Cattle wealth I want. And then I want wealth in the form of progeny. I want wealth in the form of what? We can say include now. I want, you know, jangama wealth of unmoving wealth, wealth of cattle wealth. Or other properties, other positions, powers, everything. So it's implied here, everything. All forms of arthakamas which are needed in this life and also hereafter. That is why they speak words of specifications of various rituals for accomplishing various desired objects here and hereafter. So kriyanam visesha, kriya visesha. Te bahulaha, not one or two, many, 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 abundance. Is it plenty? Bahula means what? Bahul. We're going to see that now. Okay. Bahula. Yasyam vachi. So They speak words in whose speech there is abundance or variety of specifications of rituals for specific objects of enjoyment, such as cattle wealth, progeny, etc. Tam vacham pravadanti. So I don't need to say, but he's going to say swarga, swargaha, swarga, pashu, putradi, arthaha, yaya vacha, bahulyena, prakashyante. Through their attractive words, what are all revealed here? Bahulyena prakashyante. They're abundantly revealed. What are all revealed here? Yaya vacha, through which speech, attractive speech, bahulyena prakashyante, abundantly, very variously revealed. What are all revealed here? All forms of arthas, all forms of objects of security and pleasures, such as heaven, cattle wealth in terms of cattle wealth, progeny, etc. Swarga pashu putradi arthaha yaya vacha bahulyena prakashyante. So those words through which these various objects of security and pleasures in terms of heaven, cattle wealth, etc., progeny, etc., are revealed. So what, for what? What's the purpose? Bhoga aishwarya gatim prati. Now he's explain next word. Bhoga aishwarya gatim prati. Bhogaha cha aishwaryam cha bhoga aishwarye bhogaishwarye tayoho gatihi. Gatihi means praptihi. So gatihi is equal to praptihi. So attainment of those power, position and enjoyment of those bhoga aishwarya gatim prati. Bhoga aishwarya gatihi tam prati sadhana bhuta ye kriya visheshaha tad bahulam tam vacham pravadantaha. These are the people who are always speaking those words, okay, variously of specifications, various specifications. They speak variously of various specifications which serve as means of attainment of the enjoyment of objects, pleasures, and power. And such people, tam vacham pravadantaha kidrushaha mudhaha. They are deluded. There's no clarity. They're deluded. They do not know moksha being the ultimate goal. So what do they do? Samsare parivartante iti abhiprayaha. Bhagavan Krishna does not say this. Shankara Bhagavatpada says te mudaha samsare pravadantaha tam vacham pravadant. People who are speaking those words, people who speak like that, okay, and such people samsare, they mudaha samsare parivartante, they continue to remain in samsara being deluded. This is what Bhagavan intends to convey here. Bhagavan's intention is what? What is Bhagavan? It is what Bhagavan intends to convey. This is what Shankaracharya says. How do you say this is what Bhagavan intends to say? Because the following verses presenting Bhagavan's teaching are going to be the proof for understanding Bhagavan's intention being such here. Bhagavan says they're modaha, deluded, and they'll continue to remain in samsara. See, when the staircase is kept for you to make use of it, to climb, to go upstairs, isn't it? And you climb the staircase, you don't want to go upstairs. You want to remain, then upstairs. What is supposed to be used for climbing to go up upstairs? No, I like this upstairs staircase, I want to be here. You get stuck. You don't go up, you don't come down also, isn't it? And you remain there. Guess what? It's a karma khanda presents lot various rituals. Now, to be able to understand, to perform, to enjoy, and the enjoyment of results, at least somewhere, it should give the maturity. Know the limitations. Isn't it? Only then it has served its purpose. It's meant for uplifting you, making you mature, not for retaining you in samsara. Unfortunately, okay, if you do not have Purushartha Nischaya and you staircase becomes your, isn't it, object of interest, not going upstairs. Like this, and the Purushartha Nischaya is not there and you get stuck with the karmakanda. Teshamcha Boga Aishwarya Prasaktanam. Next word. Boga Aishwarya Prasaktanam. Boga Aishwarya Prasaktaha means what? Those are very much attached to the enjoyment of Arthakamas and the power. Such people. Aishwaryam Kartavyam. Kartavyam Aishwaryam. Iti. Bogaha Kartavyam Aishwaryam cha iti. Bogaishwarya eva pranayavatam. People who are always the craving only for the bhoga and aishwarya. Bhoga aishwarya, aishwarya eva. Bhoga aishwarya eva pranayavatam. People who are always love, who are the love for bhoga and aishwarya. Tadatma bhutanam. Pranayavataha. Pranayaha means love. Pranayavataha, pranayavan, means lover of bhoga and aishwarya. Pranayavatam, of those people, the great lovers of bhoga and aishwarya. You mean what? Tadatmavatam. Tadatmata means what? They become that. They become only that. For them, enjoyment, pursuit, accumulation of artha, enjoyment of pleasures, and, you know, having power, that itself is everything for them. Tadatma, atma bhutanam, they become the very goals themselves. Tadatma bhutanam, Taya kriya visesha bahulaya vacha. Taya kriya visesha bahulaya vacha. By those words, by such words, which are of various specifications, those various words which are of various specifications of rituals, by those words, apakhrita chetasam. Apakhrita chetasam means what? Shankaracharya writes beautifully, apakhritani chetasaha yesham te apakhrita chetasaha. He gives the meaning, achadit. He does not break that compound. He gives a different meaning. He gives the equivalent, another compound of the same meaning. Achadita viveka prajnanam. It's a very nice compound, this is. Achadita viveka prajnanam. See, yesham viveka prajna achadita. Achadita viveka prajna yesham. Te achayate viveka prajna. Those people whose discriminative knowledge has been completely covered. Apakrita chetasaha means what? Those whose minds have been totally rubbed away means their discriminative knowledge has been completely overpowered, covered, achaditam. Which means vivasayatmika. Sankhya yogeva buddhihi samadho. Okay. For such people whose discriminative knowledge has been completely veiled, covered for them, he is going to the next words. Vivasayatmika. Buddhihi. He is explaining, Shankaracharya commenting on that word, particular word. Vivasayatmika buddhihi means what? Sankhya yogeva buddhihi. The knowledge pertaining to the nature of the Atma, knowledge pertaining to the discipline to be followed in that knowledge, samadhu, in the mind, okay, na vidhiyate, we know, does not rise, we know. Why mind is called samadhihi? He is explaining, samadhiyate asmin. Very nice explanation of the word samadhi. Why the word samadhihi means mind? Why in the place of the word mind, Bhagavan Krishna used the term samadhihi? Samadhi means immediately we think of experience. Here the word samadhi does not mean experience, but the instrument of experience, the mind, internal instrument of knowledge, antakaranam, isn't it? So here, samadhu, mind is said to be samadhi because samadhiyate asmin. Samadhiyate asmin iti samadhihi. It's a beautiful definition of the word samadhi as a meaning of the word mind. Is it? Samadhiyate. Samyak adhiyate. See, dhiyate. Dha is the root. Dha is the root. Dadhati is the verb. I'm sorry for other people. Some students make note. Dhiyate is placed. Adhiyate is placed. Samyak adhiyate. Sam adhiyate. Two prefixes. Samadhiyate is well placed. Samadhiyate. So, that in which everything is placed, located for our anubhava. That mind is an abode, a place where everything is experienced, everything is placed for cognizing, placed for knowing, placed for experiencing. Asmin samadhiyate. Kim samadhiyate? Sarvam asmin samadhiyate. Please find the word sarvam asmin samadhiyate. That in which everything is placed, located, placed. Kimartam samadhiyate sarvam purusha upabhogaya. Upabhogaha. For the enjoyment. For without experience, how can you enjoy, isn't it? For the experience. Upabhogaya. Purusha upabhogaya. Purusha upabhogaha means what? For a human being, for his own experience. So for a human experience. Purusha upabhogaya sarvam samadhiyate asmin iti manaha samadhi iti uchyate. Purusha upabhogaya sarvam manasi samadhiyate iti manaha samadhi iti uchyate. The whole jagat is placed where? Where do you experience the jagat? Okay, big shift, okay? Not outside. We think, you know, we're seeing everything outside. Because sense organs are seeing outside, na? Only from the standpoint of sense organs, we can say the world is outside. Really speaking, sense organs are only perceiving, passing the information. Everything is known, experienced, enjoyed only in the mind. That is why when the mind becomes non-functional, the whole jagat disappears. When the mind is functional, jagat is experienced. When the mind is non-functional, jagat becomes absent. Jagat is available for experience only when the mind is functional. Jagat, mind is non-functional, jagat is not available for experience. Where does the jagat go? Jagat is exactly where it is. Everything becomes non-existent. That's why sarvam asmin samyak adhiyate iti samadhihi. Purusha upabhogaya, for human experience, for every human being to experience the entirety of the world, the entirety of the world is placed in this mind only. That is why it's called samadhi. Purusha upabhogaya sarvam asmin samadhiyate iti manaha samadhi iti uchyate. Remember this, okay? Memorize the sentence. Purusha upabhogaya manasi sarvam samadhiyate iti manaha samadhi iti uchyate. Mind is said to be samadhi because it is this mind in which everything is placed, located for our experience. Okay. Antahkaranam. Samadhi means what? Antahkaranam. Buddhihi. Manaha. That's what. Tasmin samadhau. In that mind. In that antahkaranam, which is the locus of experience, where everything is placed for experience, for human experience, in that mind, na vidhiyate, na bhav. Vidhiyate means what? Na bhavati. Does not happen, does not rise. What does not happen, what does not rise in such a mind? In the mind of those confused people, vivasayatmika buddhihi. Sankhye yogeva buddhihi. Sankhya Vishaya Buddhihi, the knowledge of the nature pertaining to the nature of the reality, a knowledge pertaining to the way of life, how I should live my life, such knowledge does not rise, because even the knowledge of the definiteness of the ultimate goal also does not rise. Vyavasayatmika buddhihi samadho na vidhiyate. Atma jnanam na vidhiyate na bhavati, I can understand. Purushartha nischa jnanam api na bhavati. Therefore, atma sarupa jnanam api na bhavati. Katham karma yoga anushtiha ityapi jnanam na bhavati. So, yoga. Jnanam na bhavati. Yoga vishaye jnanam na bhavati. Sankhye atma sarupa jnanam na bhavati. Purushata nischa jnanam api na bhavati. Kutra ta samadho. Kesham samadho, kesham manasi, tesham. People of such words. Avipaschitaha. Okay. Ye evam viveka buddhi rahitaha. Ye evam viveka buddhi rahitaha. Those people who are deprived of this clear understanding of the goal being moksha. Therefore, they cannot be people of appropriate efforts also, appropriate, adequate efforts. They cannot be people of appropriate efforts, adequate efforts, because there is no clarity about what they want to achieve in life. Therefore, evam viveka buddhi rahitaha. Tesham kamatmanam yat palam tat ah. For such people who are completely overpowered by their desires, for whom fulfillment of desires is the only ultimate goal of life, for such people, Bhagavan now presents the following teaching, what they should do. As now, Bhagavan teaches Arjuna. By teaching Arjuna, he really gives message for others, what they should do. Okay. Traigunya Vishaya. It's not the people interested in only karma and all those things. The lack of purushartha nischaya. Moksha paramaha purushartha. That understanding one must have. Purushartha nischaya. Definiteness about one's ultimate goal being moksha. Choiceless should become very clear. Only then one can turn to be a spiritual. Mumukshu has to become a jignyasuhu. Swami Yoshi said, we're all moksha, we're all mukshavaha. We want only moksha. But we do not know what is the means of attainment of moksha. The means of attainment of moksha, if it's not clear, then you don't have purushartha nischaya. We're searching for the right thing in the wrong place. We search for moksha through the pursuit of Arthakama Dharmas. Isn't it? Then, avipaschitaha. It is in this context that you should stay. Swamiji also used to tell this story, and all our acharyas, many teachers, they all used to say this story. I think, I don't know whether you remember this. An old lady living in a village, living in a small hut, and she lives there. And she always, you know, she was having, he had no possessions. She had something, her gold earring. And she was sitting the threshold of her hut, only one small room where she lives. And then she was now removing the stones from the, in a winnowing basket, holding rice, she was cleaning. And what happened? Suddenly she lost her earring. And she was, then whatever, she was searching for it. And somebody else came that way, seeing the old lady searching in the evening time. We almost were getting dark, and she was searching on the roadside, and she asked what, and he didn't even ask what she was searching for. He had a searching, thinking that he should search and he can get it, you know, something must be valuable. He thought something must be valuable. He didn't know what it he was searching. He had searching, and seeing other person came, he had a searching. These are many people who came, they all had a searching. One thinker came and he asked. All of them were searching, not knowing what they were searching for, isn't it? One person came, he asked what they were searching for. Finally, and he ended up meeting this person, what they were searching for. One person said, no, when I came, I saw this lady, she was searching for, so I had her searching. So all of them did not know what they were searching for. Where should they should search for also? And other than the lady was asked finally, what she was searching for. She said she was searching for her earrings. Golden earring. The lady knew what she was searching for. And the person asked, where did you lose it? She said, I lost it near the threshold of my hut. And he asked, why are you searching for here on the road? She said, this is where the light is. So the lady, that old lady did not know, at least she knew what she was searching for, but she did not know where she should search it for. She did not search for that where she lost it. Others did not know what they were searching for and where they should search for also. This is how our search is always. Isn't it? It's a simple, a brief thing. The same way here is what Viveka Buddhi Rahitaha Tesham Kamatmanam, isn't it? So Purusharthanischayaha is very important. Just in other ways, without Mukshutvam, Mukshutvam is not enough. It must be, the desire for moksha should become a jignyasa, desire for knowledge. And desire for knowledge should become what? Pipati, shastra pipatisha. Desire for studying the shastra. And desire for studying the shastra should also be in the form of dharma jignyasa. Dharma jnanam. Dharma chikirsha, desire for living a life of dharma also, doing righteous things. So that one is, then it is Chakkani Raja Margam, as Swamiji says, then it is a right track, comfortable journey. Life will be a comfortable journey, which will effortlessly will take you to where you should reach. Okay. I think we'll see next class. The beautiful verse which comes. Correct? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. May Bhagavan always bless us with our commitment to the pursuit of Jnanam. May our clarity of vision regarding pursuit also, to be very clear. May Bhagavan bless us always the strength to live a life of Dharma. May all of you, all your families, all your acquaintances be blessed with fulfillment of all your righteous wishes. Everything that we need to make this life meaningful, complete and successful. Om.